Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Oh, it's April Fool's. Let the shenanigans begin. Oh, the joys of having so many friends who are comedians is going to be an endless onslaught today. I probably won't take any calls on my show. Just because of the pure insanity of my friends. Anyway. April Fool's. Okay. I should look that up. Who thought up April Fool's? Well, I found the appropriate song to begin today's show with, so let's do it. Do it.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Romance is a game for fools, I used to say. A game I thought I'd never play. Romance is a game for fools, I said and grinned. Then you passed by, and here am I, throwing caution to the wind. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you. My heart above my head, though I see the danger there. If there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Who's rushing? Never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart. Let this fool rush in.
Yep. Fools rush in. Fools rush in and they rush out of my chat room, it looks like. But that's okay, because it's April Fool's Day, so whatever happens, happens today, right? Yeah, you're with me, my peeps, aren't you? I know you are. And let's have some comedy just to get us rolling.
Handsome audience, I applaud you. Very, very pretty. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. One's my husband. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French, 'cause I'm crazy. I love it, Cindy. You're all so cute. I could eat you up with an escargot fork, but I won't. Hello. My name is Piaf. Rice Piaf. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their measles. I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. Alors, mes amis, we're French. We have a sense of humor. We have to, because we're French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw a light bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again, never wanted to. What is she to do? Can't help it. I can't. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. But you know what? Therapy is not for everyone. It's for people with money. When I was in therapy, oh no, not you, Nancy. When I was in therapy, I really felt for all the money I was paying that I should be leaving with something each time. So I stole her pens, then her tissues, then her computer, but that was going too far. I couldn't go back again. And that's bad. You know what? Let me tell you something else about me. It was not easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. I said, oh my God, that's so my life. How'd they know? My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane, sugarcane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying, because she would turn to me and just go, listen, mira. No me da pena ahora. I don't have time for this carajo. Tú sabes what I'm saying, so don't. Terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? Even for her time. She had all these mom Puerto Rican wisdom. She liked used to do cliches, if you will, or cliches. I should have gone, mira, Nancy, listen to these cliches. It's going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh, my head. All right, she didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, mira, Nancy, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and goes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked into his honest little eyes and I said, Honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka. I didn't want him to be terribly misinformed like I was growing up. When I was little, I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow. And she goes, where's your lady? If Julie not hurt, how do you expect to have a baby? And until I read that little pink book, why Jane can't go swimming today. I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So, with that in mind, I did a little research, and I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. Feel free to take notes if you want. Okay? Everybody give me a hum. 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 There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum. Who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom. A-searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hun, the hun, the stroking of a hun. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. He had only one X, G, and X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin, and that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. You guys are fantastic! You are the first chorus audience that ever did that for me. Yay! Yay for you! You, because I like the looks of you. What's your name, sir?
Greg.
Greg? What do you do for a living, Greg?
I own a software company.
You own a software company. Oh, that's very good. Do you have any hobbies, Greg?
Playing with my son.
I thought he was going to say something else. Playing with his son?
Playing with my son.
Yeah, playing with your son. And you own a, Greg, you own a hardware company? Like that hobby, playing with your son? What's your favorite food?
Italian food.
Italian food. Good call, Greg. Greg, what a coincidence. I think I wrote a song about your life, and it goes like this. Hit it, if you can. Let's see, is he in the booth? Here we go. Anything I said about Greg? He's not there. All right, Greg, tell me more about yourself. It was a cue. I guess it's not. So, Greg, if you like it, there we go. Now you hit it. Now I got to do my dance. Ready? Just for you.
Okay, And Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. My loyal, loyal, loyal Betty Jo Tucker. She deserves a box of the cookies, that woman. She does. This week, Betty Jo Tucker on Movie Attic Headquarters. Tomorrow at 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. She's going to be booking who's the great Tony Babinol. Am I saying it right? Babinol. Say in Italian. That's entertainment, acclaimed entertainer, singer, songwriter, Tony Babino. Well, you have it with an L in the other one. Or is that an exclamation point? Okay, it's Tony Bambino then. Join Movie Attic Headquarters on April 2nd to discuss his remarkable showbiz career and his uncanny singing impressions of Al Jolson. Oh, Bob Greenberg would love that one. Tony's music can be heard in films like The Crew, The Ice Harvest, Capitalism, A Love Story. And he's appeared on stage with stars like Michael J. Fox, Milton Berle, and Patti LaBelle. Oh, all right. His off-Broadway debut was in Rockstar, or in Rave Reviews. Considered today's one of today's most powerful vocalists. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling all my words. He's going to... Okay, anyway, Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. to every Tuesday. Movie Attic Headquarters, you're going to hear something special. You're going to hear something real special on that show. Because Betty Jo Tucker is just special. A special woman. I don't know why I'm going into an accent right now. I must be looking for a George Benger promo because I always change my accents when I'm looking for a George Benger promo. Because he just has that effect on me. Betty Jo, alone in the chat room. Oh, Betty Jo, who's 718 holding? Interesting. All right, let me play Joe's promo and see who's on there.
Say to say good right and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Speaking of very good friends, Bob Greenberg is producing the annual hit Actors Temple Comedy Benefit Monday, April 8th at 7 p.m. at the Actors Temple, 339 West 47th Street. You can go to theactorstemple.org to make your reservations now. It's got a great lineup. Ross Bennett, Scott Blakeman, Jane Condon, Sandy Ehlers, Mike Fine, Bob Greenberg, Rhonda Hanson, Doug Kleiman, Dave Koenig, Nancy Lombardo, she's great, Stephen Scott, Stone and Stone, Ira Allen, and special guest Joe Franklin, and I believe the wonderful Elaine Boozler. So please show up for that show. I'm going to pay a little Bob Greenberg, but let's see who's in the chat room here. I'm not sure if they're just listening or... Hello?
Nancy.
Yes.
How are you?
Steve Mendoza.
No, Time Warner Cable. You own your
Steve film. Mendoza, you can't April Fool's me. I know your voice.
Actually, yes, I did, because it's Hector Luis. How you doing, sweetie?
Is it really Hector? Oh, Hector Luis. Hey, Hector. How's it going?
I'm all right, Nancy. How are you? Happy April Fool's Day.
Happy April Fool's. I knew somebody was going to do this to me all day. I've been dreading this.
I called up three different people this morning, like all comedy bookers, and I told them I was Lenny Bruce, and they asked me if I could bring 10 people.
I can name those clubs.
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing great. The wonderful comedian Hector Luis, and where are you performing next? You have your own radio show, too. Tell them about it.
Oh, yeah, Rad Talk Radio. I'm on NetWave Radio. We try not to curse, which is usually means it's just nothing but dead air. But it's a good time. It's a good time. But I didn't call to talk about that. I called to talk to you. I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
So you call me on air?
I call you on air. What the hell? Anybody could just make a phone call. I want a couple of people to listen while we're talking. I'm just saying. I'm weird that way.
Hector Luis, comedian extraordinaire in New York City. How's your lovely wife?
Oh, she's doing okay. I finally found a good place to hide the body. Oh, God, that was horrible. I'm sorry.
Honey, I was kidding.
I was just speaking on my own terms. But, no, she's doing fine. You know, I'm going to be performing at the Empire State Building today.
Are you really? That's terrific.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I put a hat in front of me and everything. It's awesome.
Again, you April Fool's me, didn't you?
Yeah, no, actually, I know. Actually, I did because I am performing at this.
Well, tell me what you're doing.
It's an LOL magazine release party.
Oh.
LOL. Have you ever heard of LOL magazine?
Well, I'm thinking it's either Lots of Love or Laugh Out Loud.
I'm thinking Laugh Out Loud. That's just me. But, no, they're doing it at the Empire Room, and they have a couple of comics. I think Hot 97 is going to be there. I don't even know how on earth I got booked on this thing. But I was like, you know what, doing comedy at the Empire State Building, why not? And it's some sort of magazine. You know, it's great how I do my research before I start talking about the
Yeah,
game.
you should really look up those magazines before you do it. My friend, I'm looking here, somebody just Facebooked me. Oh, listening in Minnesota. The temperature in Eden Prairie is 28 degrees, and the Minnesota Twins start their baseball season this afternoon. My friend Jeff Strait, but he's listening to the radio show. Awesome, Jeff. Thank you for listening.
Well, don't they play indoors in Minnesota, thank heaven? Don't they have a dome?
You know more than me. I was just watching something on the Cubs and was just trying to – I found out that if the ball gets stuck in the ivy and you say, I'm not going to go look for it, you get some kind of double out or something. I don't know, some baseball
term. It's called the ground – it's a ground rule double.
Oh, you know so much stuff, Hector Luis.
No, it just means I don't have much of a life, and I spend way too much time just drinking and watching baseball. That's basically what happens.
So tell, what kind of comedy are you going to be doing today?
Oh, you know, the usual, just you know, whatever comes to mind. We have some
fun. And what
fun
time?
People,
you didn't say what
dirt.
Time. Tell the time.
Oh, they open, I think the doors open at 7, and they go until 2 in the morning. I think the comedy goes on around 8, you know.
Eight tonight. Oh, you mean you're performing tonight. So what time are you performing tonight?
Oh, I believe around 8:30. It's going to be half hour per comic. And
LOL Magazine, Facebook. I see it on Facebook. I'm finding out more about it. It's a campus magazine. Well,
aren't you with
the young folk?
Yeah, well, I usually hang around young folk, but then they put that court injunction and, you know.
And the restraining order. Well, that's what I see right now is I see it on Facebook, Laugh Out Loud Magazine. Oh, no, wait, it's on Twitter, too. Hang on. Let's see, Laugh Out Loud, Hector Luis. You got, where are you performing next besides there?
Let's see, on Saturday, I'm going to be in Hapatan. We're doing a firehouse show. Then I'm doing a benefit on Sunday for punk music, hardcore music, and comedy, believe it or not, and along with hip-hop. It's a benefit for Rob Zero Function. It's going to be over at Dingbats in Jersey.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's terrific. Yeah, I think Laugh Out Loud, LOL, is like an internet magazine.
That's what I figured, yeah. You know, of course, nobody ever makes a regular magazine anymore because, you know, that's so last century.
I'm only going to be a Facebook comic. I think that's what I'm going to – you can only find me on Facebook.
that's basically what I've been doing for the past 6 months. And,
Betty Jo Tucker says, yay, Hector. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. says, yay, Hector. So that's great. So you're going to be performing tonight. If you want to go see Hector, can anybody get in or is it a private party?
No, anybody could get in. I believe it's $15 before the show and it's $25 at the door. They're going to have this guy, DJ Spinfo from Hot 97, if that means anything. Anybody.
you really know how to sell your events.
Oh, you know, that's what I do, Nancy. That's what I do.
really pimping them big time. I'm at a thing for, well, I don't know what it is. It has three initials with this DJ. I don't know who he is, but.
You know, I'm supposed to see some guy named Steve. He's going to give me a package. I have to drop it off at some bodega up in Washington Heights.
You're not only a performer, you're a runner for the mob.
Well, that you said that, not me.
He's double dipping in the economy. The economy's so bad. Not only is he a stand-up comic, he's a runner for the mob. It almost sounds like it could be a movie, doesn't it, Betty Jo Tucker?
I'm already writing it.
and he's a runner for the mob. Hector Luis.
Yes, Hector
comedian,
Luis,
comedian by night, runner by day. He's
great,
also known
great.
To work for a few collection guys.
Hey, listen, I don't say about things like that. Anyway, so you're going to bring up a Brooklyn in me. You hear that? I don't say things like that.
I don't say things like that. Why you got to be that way?
I don't know. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter? You got to... Tonight I'm at the Empire State Building. If you're hanging around, it's $15. They got a DJ coming. Come see me. I think I go on around 8:30. But I'm turning into Rosanna Dana now.
There you go. This is awesome. Yo, I love that whole thing that you played before the
set of Gotham. That was my set of Gotham.
You were just so funny. You were just so funny. I really enjoyed that.
If only there were money in it, then it was.
Oh, I get it. See, the more money, the more funny. I like that. That's cool.
You know how much those comedy clubs pay? Big time, big time. Yeah. And
so
that's great. Are you so you're doing a show? Tell us where again in New Jersey if they want to go see it. It's at the Firehouse. Is that a closed off show or can anybody go?
It's a Firehouse show. I don't know if those things are open.
You are a brave man. I cannot do Firehouse shows.
Why? There's plenty of food. I'm a fat guy.
I know. I know, because nothing against all firemen, but by the time I get there, they've been drinking since 5 in the afternoon, and I'm going on at 10, and it's like,
Oh, yeah, but that's the fun part, because, you see, usually people are like, they're actually cool when you start messing with them, because that's, you know, drunk people are my favorite.
Hey, guess what, Hector? Hector Luis is our surprise celebrity call-in today.
Yeah, I even surprised Nancy.
He's our surprise celebrity call-in. You get to, by virtue of calling in, you get to be the surprise celebrity call-in, caller of the day.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Put that on your resume, my friend.
Yeah,
put that on your
resume. Forget about it. I'm telling you, I'll get my HBO deal.
Hey,
that's
wait a
right.
minute. I think I even have Hector. Do I have Hector? Oh, boy, you're in for a treat. Where are you? I think I have you, Hector. All right, Hector, I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm going to play your set next. As our surprise celebrity guest caller in today.
All right, cool. Thank you so much. Hey, Nancy, don't be a stranger. Give me a call when you're off the air.
Yeah, you can call me too. I got to get you in the acting biz. You got a great, I keep saying this to you. I keep saying it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's Hector Luis, our surprise celebrity caller in today. He'll be at the Empire State Building, 8 p.m., rush out. And the LOL magazine, I'm sure they have great swag. Get a couple of bags.
And if any of you listeners get a chance, check out Ustream TV, Rat Dog Radio Live, Wednesday, 7:30
Wednesdays. And if you go to Hector Luis on Facebook, you'll get the rest of his information. So friend him there. He's a great friend to have. Thank you, Hector. I'm going to play your comedy now.
Oh,
here we go.
Sweetheart.
Let's
Thanks.
Hear Hector Luis. Woohoo!
Bye, sweetie.
Here comes Hector Luis.
Oh, man.
But yeah, they're
pissed me off.
Ooh, look at the baby, look at the baby, look at the baby, the baby, the baby.
Oh, my God.
You know, I took my godson to a playground. Have you seen playgrounds lately? What the hell's going on? They got plastic. Yeah, they got rubber padding. I saw a kid falling down stairs crying.
Anyway, just want to remind you about the Actors Temple Benefit. Yep. That will be Monday on the 8th. Okay. That is going to be some lineup, and I have it here somewhere on my incredibly overcrowded desktop. The Actors Temple Benefit, 8 p.m. It's April 8th at 7 p.m. It's going to be a great show, tax deductible. Advance tickets $35, $40 at the door. That's the Actors Temple. And, you know, as you know, the Actors Temple is a post-denominational shul where all are welcome, even me, a nice Catholic girl like me. And it's a show rich with show business history. Former members include Sophie Tucker, Joey Lewis, Shelley Winters, two of the Three Stooges, Henny Youngman. What can I say? It goes on and on. It's a wonderful thing run by Rabbi Jill. And they have a great outreach program for the community, and it's all good. And my friend Bob Greenberg is one of the comedians there. He puts this together every year, and he does such a great job, such a great job. Love that, Bob. Anyway, Facebook Hector Louise. I love this song. Here it comes.
awfully frightening. Get my daily dose of shock every evening round 6 o'clock. My cat sits right there with me, but he don't watch no TV. And while my hairs all stand on end, he has managed to transcend. Nor the past, he's not your poochie. He's a born satisfaction. In the now, the cat is happening. In his world, there are no banks, no wall, no bombs, no tanks. No control freaks will be found.
It's your cat
all the way down. Now, if I may be so blunt, these two vices, fear and want, do us in if we don't act. That's why you must watch the cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. Is a Zen master.
Play it on your catocaster.
Get out of your mind. If you don't know how to do that, just go get yourself a cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. That is how I found the answer.
Cat is Zen master.
So when you're home at night, turn off your electric light, burn a candle two or three, and pull the plug on your TV. Suddenly the war is over, and you just don't need a makeover. Watch the cat and you will see. Nice fur, commercial free. All that rises, falls away. Off goes that 401k. But you'll know where it's at if you'll just consult the cat.
Watch the cat.
Turn off the TV.
Watch the cat.
You'll now be free. Yeah, the cat is master.
Columbo, C-O-L-O-M-B-O. Very good. My cat is a Zen master. Always, always fun. Always fun. Jeff Straits listening while he's editing. Very good editor. What are you working on, Jeff? He's editing something and listening at the same time. All righty then. That's all good. So, again, I want to say Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, Tuesdays, 4 p.m. Check her out. I'm multitasking like crazy, Betty Jo. So I guess you misspelled it when you, it's Bambino, Tony Bambino. Look at the email you sent me again. Anyway, check him out. Entertainer, singer, songwriter, and I guess impersonator, too, in Kenny Impressions. He does Al Jolson. Mommy, how I love you, how I love you. I'm with Stupids in the House. I'm with Stupid is on BTR Radio also. And check him out, the Mom and Pop Shop, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. They're on a new radio station. Go Facebook friend them and follow their show, and they'll let you know when they're on. Steve Mendoza, I don't know where he was, but I'm sorry, Hector, if I called you Steve Mendoza. I'm sure you're both flattered on that level. Oh, boy, it's always fun. Let me see. You know what's always fun? How much time do I have here? Oh, it goes so fast when you're having fun, doesn't it? I've been a little under the weather, but I'm getting better. Don't you love 1940s?
Hello, handsome, how do you do? Hello, handsome, what a brew. Hello, handsome, care to bowl with a handsome coffee roaster. If you need a cup today of the best looking brew, got some hot and ever Java just for you. The most attractive coffee you've ever seen. It's handsome, roasted coffee.
Michael, Chris, and Tyler.
Hello, Apple Sisters.
Hello, handsome. Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roast the most jump to the town.
Dee Dee, we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science!
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh!
Careful, it's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, perky, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
Want to wrangle me, too?
Step three, drip, drip, drippity, drippity, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
The Apple Sisters, very funny. Always the Apple Sisters. Love those ladies. Oh, we're winding down here. We're winding down. Oh, boy. Oh, 2 minutes. Well, you've been great, Betty Jo, sticking in there, my buddy. Oh, she's the best. She's the best. And I have 2 shows a week. And tomorrow, Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, she's on the line. I think we need a little funny to go out on, but no, I'm going to find some short funny. Some short funny. I'm checking out. How about a little Tom Carosa? Huh? Hey, Quapsie, you're tuning in at the very end?
You've got the eyes of a princess, the hands of a
this
clock.
This has nothing to do with you, Quapsie.
Your hair is flaxen and red. You've got the legs of a table and the arms of a jock, but I can't change the shape of your head. Our dinner's alone, I'm romantic and tender, but when it's all done and said, I close the door, I go out on a bender, cause I can't change the shape of your head. Don't know what your point meant when you said all your dreams came true, but there's a fly in the ointment, cause this is something that I just can't do. Don't ask me again how and or why or what of us may end up dead. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I don't want an inbred in bed. In bed. We fall in and out of love. Your head. No, I can't change the shape of your head. No, I can't change the shape of your head. Pow!
I would have to say that pow is the favorite part of that song for me. Pow! Wacko Bob's in the house. Wacko Bob, post your dates. I know you're on every day, I think 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Wacko Bob, just tuning in as I'm tuning out, Wacko Bob. Betty Jo Tucker in the house and Clopsy, thank you for tuning in. My friend in Minnesota is editing away, and thank you, Jeff Strait. He's tuning in while he edits, which is always good. I don't know what to tell everyone. as we end the show, I guess I can stretch it out a bit. What's a good thing to stretch it out on? Oh, I know. Michael Bob, this one's for you.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. Use your labeling. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know, how my brain works and connects things like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Wacko Bob, thanks for tuning in as I'm tuning out. Okay, thank you, Wacko Bob. Every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m., I believe. That's Blog Talk Radio. Wacko Bob, Facebook friend. Bye.